Okay, I take it you can all hear me, right? Put up a big thumb if you hear me, okay? Good work. Okay, so we're on Daf Chaf Beis tonight. So, Nazir Daf Chaf Beis, so we're discussing, the question is Baal Megas Gaias or Ma'aka Akar? When a husband revokes his wife's vows, does it Ma'aka Akar? Is the whole thing uprooted, you know, ab initio from the very beginning, so as if it never existed? Or is Megas Gaias just terminates from now going into the future? So the Gemara brought different proofs, and there were you know, docha different proofs. So we're now on Chaf Beis and Aleph, the top line. So the Gemara says Tashma Ha'isha Shenad Rabban Azir. Now this brice that we had earlier, remember we had this on Shabbos, the people who were here. Ha'isha Shenad Rabban Azir. A woman took an eder to be a nazira, and then benitme, and then she became tamea. So now she has to bring the korban. If you remember, it's two birds, a chatat and ola, and she also has to bring a korban hasham. He says, and then her husband revoked the whole vow. So, now it's hard to understand what the Talmud of the Braisa is telling us. So she separated, she designated three animals, the chatat, the ola, and the asham. And the Talmud says if the husband revoked the vow, she brings the chatat ov, but she doesn't bring the olah ov, and presumably she doesn't bring the korban hashem. That's the way the Torah that it's going. Now, if we think this over, you know, we would think two possibilities. Possibility A, if he's ma'akar, she shouldn't bring any korban. If his megas guy is, then I would think she should bring all the korban. That would be what we would think. So let's take a look. He says, "Mevia chatat ov ve'inu mevia olah ov." If I would think the husband, when he revokes the vow, it's make his guys, means it cuts it off, but it means the netter existed up till now, tithinami olara ov. You should also bring the olara ov. And if you look at the top Tosfos in the left hand corner, Tosfos says, he's also obligated to bring the korban asham. He says, Tosfos says, The Bryce mentions Olara O, which is the Chatar O, Olara O, Chatar Krok, because they're both written, they're both contained in the same Pasuk, whereas the Asham is in a different Pasuk. That's the way Tosfos takes it. Now, the, one second.
Didn't
now,
we have yesterday that
let's wait 3 minutes. Let's wait 3 minutes. I'll pause. We'll ask all the questions, okay? Now, if the if you look at the Rashi / Mefarish on the fourth white line, it says Neiti Nami Ola Of. She should also bring the Ola Of. So Rashi says Umi Asham Lo Parech Teiti Nami Asham. The Gemara doesn't say that she should also bring the Korban Asham. The Asham Ba Ela Bemkom Shtrich Lekneis Ben Zira Dacheret. Rashi says you only bring Korban Asham when you're going to begin a new term of Nazira. So the Asham, the way the Rashi is learning, is a prelude to a new term of zeros. Here she definitely does not have a new term because everything is cut off. He says, all right, just give me 2 minutes and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, okay? So, so she brings the chatara ov, she doesn't bring the olara ov. Now, and if you would think, Baal Megas Gaias, that the husband just cuts everything off from going into the future, so Teiti Nami Olara Ov, she should also bring the Olara Ov. According to Tosfos, she should also bring the Korban Hasham. And according to Rashi, she should just bring the Chatan and the Ola, because that relates to what happened before. So V'elamai, so what's the alternative? So it's not Megas Gaias, Ma'akar Akar. So the other alternative is that the husband uprooted everything. So it's as if she was never a Nazira. So Chatan Ov Nami Lo Teiti. So she shouldn't even bring the Chatan Ov. She was a zero. She brings zero. So the Gemara says, Hachanami. So the Gemara says, indeed, the Tana holds Ma'akar Akar, that he does uproot the whole thing. And why does she mean the Chatara O? Bahamani, Rablazar Kaparhi. Because this Tana holds, like, in accordance with Rablazar Kapar, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, and this we've all heard before, but we're going to hear it again. The Tani Rablazar Kapar Berevi. Rablazar Kapar Berevi, he's the Gadol Ador. Rablazar Kapar Berevi, Omer. What does it mean? He says, and he'll bring korbanot from that which he sinned on his soul. And the way the Masifta said, and Rabbi Leibowitz is also saying, like, the words ala nefesh seem superfluous. It says, v'chiper alav, me'asher chata ala nefesh. The poem will bring kapara to the nazir, me'asher chata al ha'nefesh. So what's ala nefesh? V'chiper is a nefesh chata zeh. Because he, you know, he distressed himself, he caused himself, you know, torment, because he deprived himself of wine as a result of taking this little nazir. He's called a chote, a sinner. Now, before we go into Kavachomer, so Toso said earlier, one second, yes, Toso says here as well, if you look at the Tosfos on the third wide line on the top left-hand corner, so indeed, the husband, we think, uproots the whole netter from the beginning. Therefore, she doesn't bring an olah off. Nothing to do with that. It's really not nashan. So, in other words, it's coming like a lot of different pieces here. At the time she separated out, it looked like she was chayav and everything. And then, Mela, the husband vacated the neder, but you know, chatar of can even come for a safek. So Mela, the Gemara is mitzarev that and figures that we'll bring the chatar of. In other words, you know, all those things together will come and we'll bring the chatar of. Let me just do a few more lines about it. He says, three lines above where it gets wide. We see a small manayayin, nikra chotei, but a little bit of kavachomer. Ma'azesh lo tzir a small manayayin, this person only, you know, deprived himself of wine, nikra chotei. How much more so a person deprives himself of things in this world? All right, so let's go slowly with this. So again, the question we had, the question we've been dealing with, when the husband, he's Mayfair Nadarim, is Ma'akar, Akar, or Megas Gaius? That's the basic question. So now the Gemara has brought a proof, we think a good proof, that the husband is Ma'akar, Akar. He uproots it from the beginning, from the beginning. So the Tana of the Brisa says that he's going to bring the Chatara Oath. So the Chatara Oath normally would say, why bring the Chatara Oath? You know, she, at the end of the day, she wasn't a Nazira. The Gemara says, since he's designated it, it's the time she designated it, looked like she was Chayev. And the Chatara Oath comes even for the Safek, and was even if you're not sure whether you're Chayev, but you could bring it even for the Safek. So mainly the Gemara says that she brings the Chatara Oath. Okay, well, now questions come to us. What do you got for me, Fern?
Didn't we have an analysis yesterday? I didn't plug in what the relevance would be, that whether the husband owned the animals or the wife owned the animals was a little bit a factor here?
Yes, that was, that case yesterday was she made a neder for Nazirus, and that was when she completed her term of Nazirus. Or she separated the animals for the completion of the term, and then he was made for it. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, over there, the purpose of those korbanot are to terminate the naziris. In other words, the korban she brings at the completion of her naziris or anybody's naziris, that's to turn, you know, to make them not a nazir anymore. Now they're free to enter regular society. Cut the hair, be matam the maitim, and drink wine.
But when she's mafrisha them, she
Let us wait 1-2 minutes, okay? So when the husband terminates the neder, so Mela, now she doesn't need them korban at all. And now she doesn't need them at all. But that's what that was talking about. So he says, so it says, teitzei v'tir rebbe eder. So now it can go and graze. Here, these korbanot, when she's a nazira tamei or a nazir tamei, so again, we're trying to divvy it up, but it seems as though at least again it's a question which korbanot go in which column, but we see that some of the korbanot are related to the avera she did already. So the chatat is related to the avera she did already. So that's where we're coming to this.
But that should be in both cases because she was looking at it perspectively that she was going to complete the nazira. Because she didn't know
the husband was going to be
Mayfair.
No. Right, that's in yesterday's Brisa, right? But see, this is, he did it. But that's why she separated those korbanot. The purpose of those korbanot were to terminate her naziris on the successful completion of it.
But today, when she terminates, when she's mafrish the korban out,
this is a woman who's tamea. Here, she knows that she violated the term of nazirus.
So she's doing it after she's tamea. That's what I didn't get.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Quick question.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm a little confused now with this hero. Are you doing an avera of becoming a nazir a little bit? It sounds like you're doing.
All right. Let's talk for a minute about this. Okay. So David asks whether you're doing an avera of becoming a nazir. So there's different. You know, the Mesillas Yesharim discusses this in Perek Yud Gimel of Mesillas Yesharim, and Rabbi Levi spoke about it today, and the Masechta Gemara also mentioned it. But there are different Mamarei Chazal that say that a person should avoid excesses in life. Like there's a famous Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Kedoshim to you, that a person should be, so Rashi says, Prushim in Arayot, but the Ramban says, Prushim in Ha Motarot, from excesses. You should cut back on things. And then this memory here seems to say, you should indulge in things. So the way the Mesillas Yesharim comes out is a person has to determine what's necessity and what's not. That's really what it boils down to. So if something is like a necessity, he identifies it as a necessity, and then he cuts himself off from it, that seems like that's an avera. Whereas if something is, an excess in life, so then that's good to pull away from that. It's good to pull away from it. So each thing will depend somewhat on the person where he's holding and, determine whether he's doing an avera or not. Now, even with the nazir, when we discussed this the other night as well, more recently, there are different, people. Remember with the, with Shimon HaTzadik, he only ate from one, from one asham, from a nazir tamei, and he felt that he was a praiseworthy nazir, that he wanted to, cut his hair, l'shem shemayim, he thought that was good. But the point is that if a person's, engaging in something excessive, then that seems like an event. That's the best I have with that.
You take a tinus, make a tinus for yourself. I was listening to it, I was doing the doctor
right.
today.
Let's say with Tanya, where I believe it was mentioning the Rambam, if a person goes to excesses, he says the tithes are bad, this is bad. Let's say a person walks around in sackcloth, and wants to avoid women and things like that. So that's an avera. So with taniyot, again, a person has to know where they're holding. But if a person, wants to do one tannis for an avera is one thing. But let's say he's doing constant taniyot. So then that may not be good. It depends on who he is and where he is in life, whether that is or is not appropriate. That's what I would say. All right. I mean, unless there's any other questions, comments, and thoughts, I'm going to move on. All right. Let's keep further in the Gemara. So now, from the first wide line on Chaf Be'ez Amud Aleph. So it says Tashma. So we're still looking for rayas, well, whether Ma'akar, Akar, or Megas Gaias. We had one good raya, we think, that indeed it's Ma'akar, Akar. But now we're going to see a raya the other way. Tashma, Titania, Behedya, learn a brisa, and here's Behedya Mefurash. Aishushan and Rabbi Nazir, a woman took a neder to be a Nazir or Nazira, the Shema Chaverta. So Rachel took a neder to be a Nazira, the Shema Chaverta. And then Rachel's friend Leah heard Rachel making that neder, Va'amra, Va'ani. And she said, and me too, Va'ani. He says, Uba Ba'ala Shavishona, and then Rachel's husband, I'll call him Yaakov, but in this example, he's only married to Rachel, not to Leah. He says, Uba Ba'ala Shavishona, Va'heferla. So first, Rachel makes the neder to be a nazira. And then Leah says, Va'ani, and me too. And then Yaakov comes, and he's mayfair Rachel's neder. So he says, V'heferla, ki muteret b'chaverota asura. So the Tana of the Braisa says, Rachel is in the clear, but Leah is still prohibited. He says, now the Gemara says, now again, so if I'll assume that the Baal is ma'akar akar, he uproots it as if it never existed, then I would think neither one would be a Nazira. That's what I would think, right? In other words, if it's Ma'akar Akar, neither one should be a Nazira, because it doesn't exist anymore. But instead, the Tana Braisa says that Rachel is no longer, in other words, it means Rachel makes the neder at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then Leah hears her and says, Vani. And then at 10 o'clock, Yaakov is Mayfair Rachel's neder. So if I say it's Megas Gaias, so then in Achinami, Rachel's not was a nazira for 1 hour, but now she's no longer a nazira, and Leah is still a nazira because she linked into it. That's if Megan's guy is. If I say ma'akar akar, he uproots it as if it never existed. Nobody's a nazira, right? So the Brisa says, "Hibu terer b'chaver tastura." So Shmami na ba'al Megan's guy. So the Gemara says, from here I could deduce the opposite of what we said a moment ago, that a husband is ba'al Megan's guy, that a husband cuts it off. Now let me just do one more line, and then we'll come back. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Amro Lo Harini Kmoteh Shnein Mutarot. The Tana Rabbi Shimon says, going back to the Brisa, this is a continuation of the Brisa, if Leah said, Harini Kmoteh, I'm like you, whatever you are, that's the way I am, he says, Shnein Mutarot. And they're both permissible. They're both free of the net and the zeros, because she said, Harini Kmoteh, I'm, you know, what a good man, I'm the same as you. Now we have two rayas. We have one raya, the Baal Ma'akar Akar, another raya, the Baal Megas Gaius. So one way that we showed him take it, and this is the way Rabbi Libus was going through, is to say this Machloket Tanoim. And that's the way Tosfos seems to take it as well. And one second. So one way is to say that the two brises are mechulak with one another. The other way is to say that indeed the Gemara concludes that Baal Megas Gaius. So it could be. So one way is to say this machloket tanayim, whether Baal Ma'akar Akar or Megas Gaius. One brise goes one way, and one brise goes the other way. That's one way. The other way is to say that the Gemara at the end concludes that Baal Megas Gaius. So with Megas Gaius, how do we explain the first brisa, which said that he has to bring the chatara oath. So the way he was saying, we could say like this, that the olad ha'oth and the asham, we could say relates to the new period of naziris. We could say that the olad and the asham relate to the new period of naziris. But Baal was Megas Gaius. So the only thing left from the old period is the chatat. So there's a way for us to explain the previous brisa, even with the sod, say Baal Megas Gaius. That would be the other way to go with this. All right. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay. Yosef, you good? Let me see a thumbs up, Yosef. Okay.
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Let's go further. All right. Now, so what we saw, let's just focus for a moment. So we said in this last brisa, we have Rachel and Leah. Rachel makes the neder to be a nazira, and Leah says va'ani, and then Rachel's husband vacates the neder, so Leah is still a nazira. Because when Leah said va'ani, Leah meant the way Rachel is right now, not the way, even though she knows that it's possible the husband could revoke the vow, when Leah says va'ani, she means the way initially, that's what he's saying, va'ani, I'm like you, or I want to, I'm also going to be a nazira, not ma'ani, not I'm going to be like you after your husband revokes the vow. So now, turn page on the top line, on the top base of the base. Marzutra b'reid Ravari Amar, hi, henu Rabbi Baruch Abba. So Marzutra, the son of Ravari, said, in this case, seems to be on all fours with Rabbi Baruch Abba. The by Rabbi Baruch Abba, Rabbi Baruch Abba posed the following question. Harayalai kipsar zevach shlamim. Let's say a person says, Harayalai kipsar zevach shlamim. Let's take a look at the Rashi / Mefarish, the fourth wide line. Harayalai kipsar zevach shlamim. Don't shemunach lefanah basar zevach shlamim. He has a piece of meat from a korban shlamim. So a korban shlamim can be eaten in Yerushalayim for 2 days and one night. He has a piece of meat from a korban shlamim. Umachit nami detera kamei. He has another piece of meat or some other food near it. He says, "Va'amar zeh kazeh mahu." He says, "Piece B is the same as piece A." So we're back in the Gemara. He says, "Harei alai kipsar zevach shlamim mahu." So this is going to be like that. So piece B, this other piece of meat, is going to be like this basar zevach shlamim mahu. Ki mitpis inish bi kar mitpis. Do I say that when a person connects something for a neder, he's thinking like the original status of it? Now, with the original status would be the korban shlamim before zrikas damim would be something totally prohibited. So if I say it that way, if he says zeh kazeh, means piece B is going to be totally prohibited. When he says piece B is like piece A, it's part of Zevach Shlamim. So Zevach Shlamim went through different stages, right? So when it was Zevach Shlamim, until the Zrikas Dam, it was prohibited. He couldn't eat it. In other words, even after the animal was shechted, he couldn't eat it. He says, until after the Zrikas Damim. So Zekazeh, he means like that earlier period of time. Odilma, it's not a Madpis. Or perhaps when he's Madpis, he's connecting it to the later point in time. Later point in time is when he can already eat the piece of meat. And it's not a, comes from like sonane, cold. It's, if you look, let's look at the Rashi / Mefarish. Let's do it on the third narrow line. Does he mean he wants it to be like the Basar Shlamim before Zrikas Damim, which would mean Asur, the meat is prohibited. Odilma, it's not a Mapis, it's still the Rashi. But a Teira de Itbe, behind Lachar Zrika, Shu Tarba Sarbachi, the Masharia, it's not a Hailabasov, but Sana means at the end. The Chodavar Shu Cham, everything taught, it's not in Labasov, it gets cold at the end. He says, to be karmitpis, like. So when Leah says Vani, if I say it's like the earlier point in time, so then she's prohibited. The Amitpasvitsnana, let me go back to the Gemara and we'll explain. So on line two. So he says, the Bai Rami Rakama, Hare like so Zebakshlamimahu. Kimitpasinish be karmitpis. Do I say that that's Rami Barakama's question? When a person connects something for a neder, does he mean like its original status, which would be Isur, the Korban? Oh, Dilma, but it's not a Makis, or he's Makis, like the later stage. Later stage, it seems like Heter. So the Gemara, so we think that this is the same question we had before with the two women. We had Rachel and Leah. Rachel made a neder to be Nazira. Leah said Va'ani. And then even though when Leah said Va'ani, it was foreseeable that Rachel's husband could come and be made for the neder, nevertheless, when he is made for the neder, we said Leah is the Nazira and Rachel is not, meaning that Leah intends to link in to the earlier state. So we think just like Leah is linking into the earlier state, so too, if a person says, Besaris of Keshlamim means the earlier state. So the Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare the two cases? Hatam, Kimadamar Harei like Besaris of Keshlamim, Apagav Lacharshin is Rakdamo, Matzi Achile Bechutz, Mikdash Kaddish. So he says the two cases aren't really comparable. Because with the piece of meat, there is a plausible alternative. The plausible alternative, meaning that he meant after the Zrikas Damim, because even after the Zrikas Damim, the meat is not totally like meat you buy in the store. It's still Kodesh. It's limited to where it can be eaten and the time it can be eaten. And maybe the person thought that this could be the basis for a netter. There is like a plausible argument that that's what he meant for the basis to do that. Abal Hacha, but it's not a commitness. If over here with the two women, i.e. with Rachel and Leah, and I'm thinking but it's not a commitness, hafer labala. So there's nothing there. The husband is mayferet. So what is there to be makpis? There's nothing. In other words, you know, if I'm making a neder, it means I'm joining up for some sort of isur or something, some prohibition or some requirements. But if it's total heter, I'm doing nothing. So we could argue the two cases perhaps are different. Maybe the case with the meat is a little more complicated than the case with Leah and Rachel. But Ikadami Haidu Rami Barchama Bade. Others want to say no. It's on all fours with Rami Barchama, and indeed, just like one is the earlier case, so too the other one's the earlier case. Okay, time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Who has any?
So where are we with this now?
So the Gemara has two Lashonos, either that we don't have a proof from it, or that we do have a proof from it.
So, that if we go with the Ikadamri.
If we go the Ikadamri, then it's the same. And Mela, then we say that he means like the earlier case. And if we don't, then we don't have an answer yet. All right?
Right.
All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay? Yosef, you're very quiet tonight. I expect you always to have 100 questions.
I'm good.
All right.
I got you.
Okay. Let's keep moving.
I'm his Shaliach tonight.
Okay. Let's take a look. We're in line 10 on Chapez Amid Beis. So, Amr Lo Harin Nazir. Now, here we have another case. Amr Lo Harin Nazir Beik Bayach Mahu. Now, let's say Leah says to Rachel, the same case as we had before with Rachel taking a neder to be a Nazira. And Leah, instead of saying Va'ani, she says Harin Nazir Beik Bayach. Amr Nazira Bikvayach, in your footsteps. Mahu. So it's hard to understand what she means by being in the footsteps. So the two ways to do the footsteps. Well, the way I would understand it, Bikvayach means the way you are going to be at the end of it. In other words, the husband is going to be Mefer the Neder. So Bikvayach can mean Besof, at the end. In other words, Harani Bikvayach, I'm going to be the way you are ultimately. That would be one way to understand it, Bikvayach. Or the other way, Bikvayach would be like on your account. So then I'm full-fledged into it. Let's, we'll see in a minute. He says, Amar lo Harini Zir Bikvayach Mahu. Harini Bikvayach Bekula Milta Besharya. Does she say, I'm Bikvayach? That's the way I just said it is the way that Rabbi Leibowitz was explaining it. I would have said Bikvayach means like in your footsteps, which is what it means, but Bekula Milta, like for the whole 9 yards, and so she's permissible. Odilma can be coming late for the Balabas here, or before, perhaps it means before the husband revoked the vow. Let's just see for a minute in the Rashi with this. So if you look at the Rashi, is 6 lines above where it gets wide. Harini Bikvayach, Uba Balash Rishonu Behefer Lo. And then we have Rachel Leah. So Rachel made the Neder to be in the Zira. And then Rachel's husband Yaakov came and was made for it. Alibi the Mandamar Baal Megas Gaias. So according to the side, it says that a husband is Megas Gaias. He cuts it off. So he says, Mahu, me and Rina had the Ka'amra the Harini Bikvayach. Bekulam milta mashma im lezirut lezirut im lehefer hefer became a day for baal rishon mishtari namichberta b'hai bikbayach mashma himself. So this is saying bikbayach can mean the way. In other words, I'm in it for whatever goes, the whole shebang. So bikbayach. So if at the end he's made for it, then that's where I'm with you as well. Odilma can be coming late for the baal and the Rashi mashma. Or perhaps it means like before the husband revokes it. And the way that Rabbi Leibowitz was explained, it means like Ekev Asher Shema Abraham Akoli, like on account. Ekev means like heel. And that would be the end, like heel is the end of the body, that's the first way. Or Akim can mean on account, the big fire, on your account. So I'm doing what on your account, so I'm gonna be in the zero. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. That's the question. So he says, Tashma, Aisha Shanad Rabban Azir. So we're quoting from our Mishnah. He said, Aisha Shanad Rabban Azir, Mishma Bala Bamar Ba'ani, and then her husband heard his wife make the neder to be in the zira, and he, the husband, said, "Ba'ani, and me too, I know Yechola Haper. He can't be made for the neder." Now, again, we discussed this earlier, but right now we think he can't be made for the neder because if he's made for the neder, he's canceling his own neder as well. You can't cancel your own neder, right? He says, like, "Lo Yachel Devaro, Acherim Mochlin Lo, but who ain't Omechel Atzma." You can't be Mochel your whole neder. So the Esau Kadaita, Ki Amar La Harini Bikvayach, the Ikara Kamatis. So if I would think that when he says Harini Bikvayach, the Ikara Kamatis, we think that when he says Ba'ani, it's the illegal equivalent of saying Bikvayach. That's what we think. So he says, if I would think Bikvayach means the way you were initially, so in other words, when the husband says Va'ani, we think that's the legal equivalent of Bikvayach. So if that's true, He hears his wife's take the neder to be in the zira, and then he says va'ani and me too. So, and then he wants to be made for the neder, but it's going to come out that the neder would still continue on even after the hafara. In other words, he's linking himself up to the wife's neder. So if a husband is making his gayas and he's just saying big vayach, so then it doesn't undercut his netter. We think he would still be a nazir. He says elav shromina the kulat milta mitzvahs. So logically, the only conclusion we could draw is that b'kula milta the milta mitzvahs, that when he says va'ani, he's like strapping himself to his wife. Wherever she goes with his netter, that's where I'm going to be as well. V'hiltach hudalo matzi mefer. So he can't be made for it, because then he's going to be canceling out his own netter. Ha'isha da amra hareni b'kvayach hinami muteret. So a woman who would say hareni b'kvayach, she would also be muteret. So again, we had the question, if a person says hareni b'kvayach, where does he go? Where does she go with that? I'm b'kvayach. So we think that b'kvayach would be latched together for the whole thing. That's what we think. We think when the husband says va'ani, he's latching himself like big bayach, and apparently it's through the whole thing. So the Gemara says, lo, the olam be karamitnis. So the Gemara says, no, I can say that when a person says big bayach, it means like to the initial status. Vahacha came into amar la va'ani, but here, in other words, inatinami, if he says va'ani, he's just linking himself to her original status. V'hacha came into amar la'vani ka'omer kayim lichidami. Here, in other words, the reason he can't revoke it here is not because his vow would, in other words, in achinami, he's linking himself to the vow before the vow is can't revoke. When he says va'ani, I'm linking myself throughout. I'm linking myself to the way you are right now, with the netter, with the zeros. And even if he revokes it later on, he would still be a nazir based on that. But the reason, the problem is a different problem, which we discussed previously. When he says va'ani, he's mekayim the netter. He's confirming the netter. He says, if he would go to a bezdin and ask a bezdin to release him for the hakama, if he would go to the bezdin and ask to be released for the hakama, he says matzi mefer v'ilolo. Otherwise not. All right. So let's just summarize again, then we'll go further. So the Gemara is saying that. So again, we have the case of if a person says hareini nazir b'kvayach mahu. That's the question. If a person says, I'm a Nazir b'ikvayach, so where does that go? Does it mean like you are at the end or the way you are at the beginning? So the Gemara thought that b'ikvayach, we think, is like when the husband says v'ani, would be the same thing. And we thought v'ani must mean he's going all the way through, and that's why he can't cancel it out, because then his Nazirs would always cancel it out. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat. B'ikvayach and v'ani can mean just the way the initial stage, and the reason he can, and the reason, and so from that analysis, he would still be in the Zira, a Nazir. But the problem is that when he says Vani, he confirmed the netter. Once he confirms the netter, he can't be made for it anymore. That's the problem, why he can't be made for her netter. So, but the Gemara says, in Achinami, if he goes to a Chacham and he asks for, you know, the release of the Kiyum, and he's able to then revoke her netter, so he could revoke that netter and still be a Nazir. That's what we think. Okay, who's got questions?
One question. Suppose she's in Nazira, and he says, I want to be like exactly, you know, in your steps. So I understand that he can't. So he comes, he's now in Nazir also. Suppose she goes to a Chacham and gets her netter revoked. Does his netter get revoked?
Yeah, so I think what you're asking is pretty similar to what's coming up in a minute. He says, in other words, he says Harini Kvoteh. That's the way you're saying. I'm just
I want to be like, and now I can say he can't be made for.
If he says that we had this on the bottom of Chapei Zamanala, Harini Kvoteh, Harini Kvoteh Lechora, then his thing would also be vacated Lechora.
But he can't do it. It's only if she went to a Chacham to get a vacuum.
Right, that's correct.
He can't be made for, because he might be made for his own, correct?
Again, when you say Hareini Kimoteich, we hooked into that problem. When you say Hareini Kimoteich, then he's Mekayim the Netter.
Yeah,
so that's the problem.
So the question doesn't get off the ground in that one.
Right, right.
But when you have
the chacham, he's off.
But when you have the two women, and it goes in the footsteps, how can woman number two really step into the footsteps of woman number one if they have different husbands? Woman number two may not have a husband who can be Mayfair. She may be an almana, grusha, and doesn't have a father who can be Mayfair, you know?
Right, right. So we're trying to just construe what the meaning of the statement is. That's what we're trying to see, and then we'll take it where it goes. In other words, what did Leah say when she says, Harini Vikvayach? So the Gemara thought, Vikvayach, like throughout, but the Gemara says, no, Vikvayach can mean the initial statement. All right.
Other question?
Yeah, question. Go ahead.
Didn't we say before on top of the page of Ani means what she is now and later on? But now we're saying the opposite. Now we're saying Ani is throughout. If she becomes.
Where's the earlier state where we said Ani is? Oh, Ani.
Yeah, Mazutra.
Where? Which line?
Hold on, let me find it. Bottom of the page before. Tashema de Tanya Bahadia.
This Chaf Beis Amun Aleph?
Yes, yes.
And which line?
Safam Tashema, four lines down.
Four lines down from the top of the page?
No, from the bottom. Tashema de Tanya.
Ba'ani.
Yeah.
The Hefer Ma, he was there with Chavira Tassura. Right. So he said, Ba'ani, and then the husband, the first one, was made for the Neder.
That's just, it's going based on what she is now. We don't care if
right.
It's.
Right. She's Mutter and Chavira Tassura. Right. So Ba'ani, right. So Ba'ani meant, right. Ba'ani, so the only thing is like this, see, the husband might be a little bit different than the friend. I'll tell you one more second. Let me get to somebody. One second. Right. So if here is the key with the husband, in other words, he says here, when a husband says an I to his wife, it's equivalent to someone else saying, I'm here by Nazira in your footsteps. So that, when we said that maybe, in other words, the Gemara third Ba'ani, the Gemara was Masupak. When if the husband would say Ba'ani, that's what the Gemara was Masupak on. Because the husband, he could be made for the Nadarim. So he says, when he says Ba'ani, maybe that's the equivalent of somebody saying, in the footsteps. So 1 second. They have footnote 8. When a new husband makes his nazirus declaration to that of his wife, he's aware that if he wished, he could revoke her nazirus. Thus, a husband's response to an I, who's like nazirus declaration, is similar to response to someone else on a nazirus footsteps. He's mostly both taking into account the possibility that he nazirus might be revoked. So in other words, so that's what he's saying. In the simple statement, Bani does not contain an allusion to the post-revocation state. If he, but he says, if the husband says Vani, that's unusual. So the key is, if a husband says Vani, that might be even like with post-revocation, because the husband is a koach to revoke the vows. So if the husband says Vani, we might construe it differently than if her girlfriend says Vani.
But if her girlfriend says Vani, it means right now.
Right, that's correct. Vani. All right, now, let's just see back to the Gemara. Now, we're six lines from the bottom. Hareini Nazir Va'at. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Va'at. I'm a Nazir and Va'at. Question, and you, Va'amra Amen, and the wife says Amen, Mayfair at Shalah, Vishalot Kayam. So he can be Mayfair, her Neder, and his Neder will continue on. So he's the one who makes the Neder. She, and he says, what about you? And she says, Amen. He can be made for her netter, and his thing could continue on. Okay, Raminu, on this we pose a contradiction from the following brisa. Hareini Nazir Ba'at, Ba'amra Amen, Shneim Asuri. So here the Brisa says, if the husband says Harini Nazir, and Ba'at, and you, and she says Amen, Shneim Asuri, they're both prohibited, and we take it that he can't revoke her neder. In other words, if he says Shneim Asurin, they're locked into it. He can't revoke her neder. So we said he could revoke her neder. We think he can't. Be'im Lav, if she didn't say Amen, Shneim Mutarim, and they're both, neither one, it's Chalf and neither one, they should tell him to drop and drop, because he made his neder dependent on her neder. His neder dependent on her neder. We'll see in a minute. So we have a stira. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tini Mefer Shalav Shlo Kiyam." So Rabbi Yehuda says, we should understand the Brisa as if it says that he could be Mefer hers and his would continue on. So the way that Rabbi Yehuda has it, this is an easy solution. We're just going to understand. Okay. Now Abaye Amar, Abaye says, "Apilu Tamek Kedikani." Right. In other words, I can even leave the Brisa the way it says. Right. Going to Kamar Laharin Nazir. Ba'at the katali nidro b'nidro. In other words, the statement of the Brisa is not a question. In other words, initially he says va'at and you. Here the Brisa is saying harini nazir va'at. I'm a nazir and you as well. We do everything together. I'm a nazir and you're a nazira. He says u'matnitin. So if he says I'm a nazir and you're a nazir, I'm linking both together. So he says. So if she says amen, so she says amen. That's it. He says, the katali nidra b'nidra. So he says here, husband says the nazir is dependent on his wife. If her nazir is revoked, so is his. So he can't revoke her naziris, they both rise and fall together. Because if he revokes her naziris, his naziris will be gone. He says, so the katali nidra b'nidra, so he can't revoke it. Umanitin, the top line, and chaf gimel bin aleph. The Mishnah, he says, I'm a Nazir, and what about you? How do you feel about this? He says, Mishumahi Mayfair and Shulam Shulokayam. So he could be Mayfair for her. In other words, the key is the second answer is saying in the Brisa, he's linking them both together. They're both gonna rise and fall together. So since he can't be if she says Amen, then she's linking it. He can't be made for her netter, because if he's made for her netter, so it's going to be made for his own netter. He said they're both going to rise and fall together. So he can't do that. But in the Mishnah's case, he says, look, I'm a Nazir. And what do you think? How do you feel about being a Nazir? Ba'at. And she says, yeah, I'm good with it. So there he could be made for it. He says, Ba'at Ma'i, Mishamachi, made for it, Shalom, Shalom, Kayam. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
So at the end, it rises and falls on the punctuation, whether it's a question mark right. Or whether it's an exclamation point.
Right, or a period. Right. All right. Now, let me just see what's doing here. All right. All right, I think I'm going to call it a night. Anyway, unless anybody has any more questions. All right.
Thank you.
Hold on, let me end the recording. One second.